speak now to Kimoi Walker. He's a youth worker in Moss Side and an ambassador for young people in the area. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Andy. You okay?
I'm very well. I wonder whether your community would feel as affected as Droylsden. Do you think there will be as much of a reluctance to help the police these days in Moss Side? I think Moss Side's come a long way, Kimoi, don't you?
Moss Side has come a long way. I mean, over the years, there have been massive, massive improvements compared to what it was like a few years ago.
So if there were to be an incident similar to that, do you think there would be the reluctance these days in Moss Side to help the police, or might they be a bit more willing?
No, I think a lot of people would be frightened when it comes to helping the police, because they'll think like, you know, there won't be no protection for them.
And how does it affect a community, apart from the reluctance to speak out? I mean, is there that sort of sense of fear?
Yeah, I mean, it will affect the community very, very deeply. I mean, we've had sort of issues like that in the past where, you know, incidents similar might have happened, but, you know, it's affected the community a lot where, you know, people are scared to come out, or when they come out, you know, they feel like something will happen to them. So it's that sort of fear, which isn't a good thing. And I mean, for me as well, you know, walking the streets at night as well, you know, sort of looking behind me to see, you know, if anyone's going to come and, you know, do something or something. So I mean, to have that fear, it's not a good feeling at all.
Not at all. But it's about having confidence in the police, Kimoi, isn't it? And that's
yeah,
what people in Droylsden don't have. And if we agree that Moss Side has moved forward, is there a better relationship now between the community and the police?
Yeah, there is a better relationship with the community and the police. I mean, the police have done a lot, in all fairness, in terms of reshaping some of the things in Moss Side and getting rid of, you know, the gangs and stuff. So, I mean, the relationship has gotten better now where, you know, the people do rely on in the police.
What can be done then in Droylsden, would you say, that you can learn from Moss Side that might improve relations there? Because if there's a lack of confidence, the information that the police need isn't forthcoming, is it?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question. In terms of them moving forward, I mean, to me, they would really have to try and be more confident in talking to the police to get rid of, you know, to get rid of these two people that are on the, you know, the loose.
So it's about the police being seen to be effective, you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And definitely. If they are, the community are confident and the community are more likely to feel reassured by a police presence?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I've worked in Droylsden in the past at the academy, and it is a very, very nice area. So, I mean, for me, really, and the police down there are really nice as well, because we used to have a police officer at the youth club that I used to work at. So, I mean, it's just for the people, really, to speak to the police and try and, you know, get this sorted.
Kimoi, we talked about Manchester being known as Gunchester, which was some time ago. What age are you, mate?
I'm 21 now. I do remember that title.
You do remember it?
Yeah, I do remember.
In the distant past of your life, though, I was just curious, finally, why a man of such a young age is so passionate about community issues the way you are, because you're only 21.
I am. I mean, I've always been interested in, you know, my community from a very, very young age. And I mean, the people around there in Moss Side are very, very supportive towards me. I mean, I've just always had that passion, especially for young people as well, because I mean, they are our future at the end of the day, etc. So I mean, the community that I live in is absolutely amazing now, compared to what Moss Side used to be like back, you know, in the day sort of thing, to now it's improved drastically. And I mean, because of that, you know, I'm very, very passionate and willing to help.
Well, thank you for the work that you do, and more power to you, and appreciate your time this morning. Kimoi Walker, youth worker in Moss Side, an ambassador for young people in the area, keen to make the point, and it's worth reinforcing that Moss Side as an area is vastly different to that which it was some time ago. But there might be something that Droylsden can learn, or the police can learn from Moss Side, to improve relations with residents in Droylsden. If they're going to have their confidence and going to get from them the information they receive, then the police perhaps need to address the issues that are facing them in that particular area. We'll be speaking to the man who's heading up the investigation in Droylsden a little later on this morning. Meantime,